You're listening to the Anfield Wrap. My name's Adam Smith, and this is what football means to me. In this episode, I'm speaking with Chris Hewitt. Chris has been an occasional contributor to the Anfield Wrap, but will be better known to most of you if you heard him say Bangley Bang, his introduction to the Empire Film podcast. That mix of his love of film and football is something that he goes on to talk about during this episode, but as he explains, he might well have ended up supporting Arsenal if the result of a game on Match of the Day had gone a little bit differently.
The first clear memory I have of football is the game that I think, and this may be apocryphal, this may be my own legend, convinced me to support Liverpool, which was I watched Match of the Day. So I grew up in Northern Ireland, and in Northern Ireland in the 80s, you either supported Liverpool or you supported Manchester United. Unless there were two exceptions in my life. One was my dad, who supported Arsenal.
Right.
Don't know why, but he supported Arsenal. Another one was a kid at my school who every year changed his allegiance to whoever won the FA Cup. So sometimes he'd be a Coventry fan, then he'd be a Wimbledon fan, then he'd be a Liverpool fan, and so on and so forth. But you were either Liverpool or United, except, of course, for my dad. So I grew up in an Arsenal, Man United household. My sister supported United. My dad supported Arsenal. But my dad was very even-handed and never tried to influence your decision on who to support. But my sister was a big United fan. And I remember watching Match of the Day one time, and this may be just literally 50-50 toss-the-coin situation. It was a game in which I'm pretty sure I was maybe 5 or 6. Liverpool were playing Arsenal, and Liverpool won 3-1.
Right.
So there's a chance if Arsenal had won that game 3-1, and I supported Arsenal.
Yeah.
But I supported Liverpool. Maybe there's something, I don't know, I don't want to use the word iconoclastic, but maybe there's something slightly rebellious in there. I didn't want to do what my sister was doing. I didn't want to do what my dad was doing. Maybe it was just the luck of the draw, Liverpool won. But that is my first memory. But my first real memory of that game is Pat Jennings.
Right.
And I was drawn to Pat Jennings as well, because Pat Jennings was Northern Irish.
Yeah.
He was a legend. He was huge. I've met Pat Jennings. I've walked around him. He's enormous. And it was just, something was burned into my brain. I can't remember much about the game itself. I can remember Liverpool won it.